Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into the program. Now it is the day after Alien Abduction Day, so hopefully you're all here with me. Hopefully everybody woke up in their own beds this morning. They didn't get taken for a ride somewhere beyond our planet, maybe even beyond our galaxy. Hopefully you didn't have missing time. But I had mentioned yesterday the story of a local man who claims that he was taken by aliens and given a tattoo. So I went back and revisited that episode of Spooky South Coast, which was from 2017, and wrote that up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So if you want to find out more about Jim Andre and his experience, you can read that. But we've got all kinds of things to discuss with you today. I just saw on Channel 12 here, the suspects in the basketball fight in Rhode Island are going to be arraigned today. That's going to be interesting. I really want to find out what these four men, grown men, got so angry about during a basketball game for kids, for 5 to 7 year olds. What was the call that they got so upset about that it turned into a physical altercation? I think the only thing I could think of that would be worthy of flying off the handle in a situation like that is if somebody and another adult intentionally put a kid's safety at risk. Knowingly, I should say. No, maybe not intentionally, but knowingly. That's the only thing I can think of. Other than that, I wasn't getting in fistfights at youth sports games, but apparently people think nothing of it. And it was something that happened a lot since I was a coach, and it's something that happened long before I was a coach. And I, over the years, had the opportunity to get to know a lot of the people who not only coached youth sports teams in the area, but ran the leagues, who dealt with in the cases of the leagues that are chartered with national organizations, who also dealt with the rules and regulations and the powers that be of those organizations. And for the most part, I can tell you 98% of the people that I worked with were doing it for the right reason, which was to provide an opportunity for kids to play the sport. Whether, you know, they all had different motivations for that. In some cases, it was because they wanted to help develop them into great players. In other cases, it was just that they wanted to give them a chance to get out of the house and do something. And I coached at a time when kids that age didn't have cell phones, didn't have a lot of the same technology. You know, they might have had a Nintendo DS. So we weren't, it wasn't quite yet the generation of all these kids do is sit inside and stare at a screen. But it was certainly, for a lot of the kids, just their chance to get outside. They weren't going on to play in high school or college, and certainly weren't making the pros. But the coaches that I've talked to over the years, they would admit, yes, sometimes it does happen. Sometimes the coaches themselves are the problem. Sometimes even the officials, whether it be the, you know, the administration of the league or even some of the umpires or referees, could be the ones that caused the issue. But that a majority of the time those issues came from the parents. And I wouldn't be surprised if when we get the details of this Providence story, that wasn't really what happened here. Because I can't imagine four guys getting into this altercation were all involved in the coaching, unless it was, you know, the two coaches for one team and the two coaches for another team. But that's the main issue, is that parents, and it's always the ones who, you know, don't have the time to dedicate to volunteering to coach. Oh, I'd love to, but I'm too busy. They're always, which is fine, but they're always the ones that are the most vocal. And I think that you have a powder keg situation when you have people in the crowd that think that they know better than the people on the court. Especially when it comes to younger kids. When it's older kids that can, you know, kind of speak up for themselves or can express, maybe go over to mom or dad and say, hey, that's not what really happened, or he explained, you know, the referee explained to me what happened, or whatever it might be. When you're dealing with a 5 to 7 year old kid that doesn't understand all of that nuance, you become even more protective of it. And I used to just write articles all the time asking people to just behave. I wrote columns about it. Buddy Thomas wrote columns about it. I remember talking about it on The Locker Room with Jack Peterson and Evan Russo here on WBSM. The issue with parents that can't keep themselves under control. Because in the end, it doesn't matter. Your child's scholarship is not based on, you know, whether or not they were safe or out at second base of a instructional league game at the age of 8 years old. Keep things in perspective. And I'm sure we'll have more incidents that happen. It's funny because somebody once said to me, why do you think youth hockey has more incidents of parents getting into altercations than any other sport? And I said, well, I don't know that that's true. I think it happens in everything from hockey to basketball, to baseball, to football, to tennis, lacrosse. I can't say I ever saw it happen in swimming, but we never got to the competitive point where we were going to meets. And the other reason why is because they said, well, you know, the hockey parents are the ones that have to get up super early. They're probably just grouchy. Didn't get enough sleep. But it's only gotten worse over the years. And that only makes it harder and harder to find people who are willing to volunteer their time, because nobody gets paid in these youth leagues. I think the officials do. But they're volunteering their time, taking time away from their own family, usually to spend more time with their own kid that's on the team. But not always. I've written many stories about youth baseball coaches that have been coaching long after their kids and grandkids were done playing, because they just love doing it. Anyway, 508-996-0500. If you are getting up this morning and walking over to the fridge, you know, kind of bleary-eyed, your throat is dry, you're parched from having your mouth open while you were sleeping, maybe you're a snorer like me, and you're like, ah, I just want a bottle of water. And you open up the fridge, and there it is right there, a nice cold bottle of Simpson Spring water. Crack it open and, wait, don't drink it. Don't drink it. This comes from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. They're warning people not to consume water that comes from Simpson Spring, which is based out of Easton, Massachusetts. According to the DPH, water coming from Simpson Spring was found to have I'm not going to be able to pronounce the actual words, but PFAS, PFAS. I mean, if you put P anything in my water, I'm probably not going to drink it, but PFAS is this contamination that happens. And they're saying that this is not only in the water that's in the bottles that Simpson Spring Point puts out, but that it's also in the water that they put out at their vending machines. You know, those like fill up your 5-gallon jug water vending machines. And what's funny is I was wondering, are there even any of those around anymore? There probably are, but they've just fallen into the background to me so much that I don't even notice when they're there anymore. I was trying to think of where there might be one, because I don't use those. If I'm going to buy bottled water, I buy it at the store. I still like to take the trip out to my favorite water in the world, out in Sandwich, Massachusetts, the natural spring they have there, and I'll fill up jugs there. But I didn't know if they still had any of those water vending machines. I went to look for a list of where Simpson Spring machines might be. And they must have a list on their website, and they do. The problem is they took their website down. Their website was not working, at least as of last night. I should double check it. But if you go to one of those Simpson Springs water vending machines, don't use that water. And I would expect they're probably going to come by and turn those off, because the company is working with Mass DPH and did voluntarily start pulling its product. But still, if you have it kicking around, don't drink it. I probably have 4 or 5 cases of water in various places, and I have to check them today and see if they're Simpson Spring. And if you do have Simpson Spring, they suggest that you just open it up, dump the water down the drain, and recycle the bottles. Trust me, you don't want to put any of these PFAS in your body. Cause you some gastrointestinal issues and could lead to cancer. So you want to make sure that you are as safe as you can be and don't take the chance. 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. How you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. There is a filling station there on Kings Highway, you know, McDonald's is across.
Oh, yeah.
Across from McDonald's. There's a filling place there, but I don't know what the name of the company is. I don't go over there anyway. But that's the only one I can think of around here.
Right, it's kind of like at the bottom of the hill coming down from Kings Highway.
Yeah, you just turn around that corner. Yeah.
I can probably look up on Google Maps and see if it says the name of the company on the outside of it.
I believe there's a Bank of America, a little satellite where people go, an ATM machine. I think they're beside one another, if my memory serves me right. But another thing I'd like to bring up is I came across is... I read something about these plastic water bottles. They're finding now the blockages, the plaque in the arteries. They're finding plastic particles inside, creating blockages inside people's arteries.
Coming from the bottles themselves?
Yeah, I did so many years of drinking bottled water. Some of that plastic residue, it gets into the water. And it's going into people's, obviously it's going in your body. And you were saying about complication of the intestines. It can cause blockages in the arteries because that's what they're finding now when, you know, they're doing checking the people's artery. When they go in to get checked, they're finding very small particulates of plastic.
I know one of the...
Filling up and clogging arteries.
One of the issues that they have with bottled water is people that allow it to sit around. And the more that it sits around, the more it has the possibility of gaining some of those contaminants. And it's not meant to store forever. So even if you keep a supply of water, you know, a lot of people like to do that in case of storms and everything. Even right. If you do that, you know, rotate it. So when you go to the store and you buy a new case, maybe bring that case down to the basement and bring the one up that's down there so that you don't have them sitting there for too long, kind of collecting all those particles.
And the other thing is you don't want to leave it out in the sun. You know how people have packages of 24 packs and they leave it out outside or next to where there's a lot of sunlight.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea either. You know, my buddy tells me he drinks it. It's tap water. He says either one can kill you. And he's taking a chance. He drinks it right out of the tap.
Yeah.
Although he boils it. But he says, you know, if the bottled water is going to give people cancer and clog the arteries, he just drinks it right out of the tap.
Well, I still drink it right out of the hose too. I'm not afraid to do that either.
Yeah.
And who knows what's in that.
All right. Hey, you have a good morning.
You as well. And I just took a look at the machine that he was speaking of. So, yeah, it is. It's closer to the Bank of America. I was thinking more like over on the side where you can connect back up to the Fieldstone Marketplace. But, nope, it's right next to the Bank of America ATM. And it is a Rocky Mountain Spring Water Company kiosk, vending machine, whatever they call it. But that one is the Rocky Mountain Spring Water Company, which is okay to drink. So if that's where you get your water from, and if you've filled up jugs from there, no worries. You can drink that water. This is only Simpson Spring that this applies to. And a lot of people like to drink Simpson Spring soda. They make craft sodas. Everything that I can see from the Mass DPH, and I read over the advisory multiple times, it only mentions water. But the sodas that they make are made with the same water from Simpson Spring. But I think that the PFAS is something that's from the bottling itself. So because the sodas go into a glass container, those are not in the same process. So I think that makes those okay. But, you know, don't take my word for it. If you have some Simpson Spring sodas and you're not sure, call the company. The number will be right on the label for the soda. Call Mass DPH. Ask them what they think. And I sent an email out last night to see if I can get some clarification as to whether or not it affects the sodas. Because I do like Simpson Spring sodas. They have those old-timey flavors. You like a nice sarsaparilla? They have a nice sarsaparilla. Although I don't drink sarsaparilla. But they have one. Although I did write an article about Moxie a few years ago and kind of got into Moxie. But I haven't bought any in a long time. I don't know if they have a Moxie Zero Sugar. 508-996-0500. So anyway, yes, that's Simpson Spring Water. If you have bottled water, if you get it from a Simpson Spring vending machine, don't drink it. All right, I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. So we have some must-listen radio coming up for you later on today. Of course, it's always must-listen radio here on WBSM, but today especially. because coming up during South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy at 10 a.m., his guest is going to be, by phone, convicted murderer Carl Drew, the man who is in prison for those Fall River cult murders. Well, a Fall River cult murder. So Carl Drew, as you, if you've been following this story with Chris, there are people who are working to get him freed and get his conviction overturned. And Carl Drew, who is a WBSM listener, he will be live with Chris at 10 a.m. on South Coast Now. So you do not want to miss that. If for some reason you have to miss it, if you have a meeting like I do, you can catch it on the podcast after the fact. So 10 a.m., the man convicted in the Fall River cult murders, Carl Drew, live with Chris McCarthy on South Coast Now. All right. Right now, though, it is time to go live to the WBSM newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
The Biden administration's new rule for vehicles. Donald Trump considers possible running mates. And Elon Musk's first brain implant recipient speaks out.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Biden administration is announcing a new tailpipe rule that calls for the majority of new passenger cars and light trucks sold in the U.S. to be either hybrid or all electric by 2032. The new rule calls for a target of 35% to 56% electric vehicle production by 8 years and a target of 13% to 36% for hybrids. That's a reduction from the administration's previous target of 67% EV production after getting pushback from auto workers in the political battleground state of Michigan. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is fresh off a meeting with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in Kyiv on Wednesday. The two met in an effort to affirm U.S. support for the country as congressional aid efforts have fallen short. Sullivan stressed the need for the House to pass the National Security Supplemental to help needs on the battlefield for the nation. He said Wednesday during a press conference he was, quote, confident we will get this done. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is reportedly being added on the list of potential candidates to be former President Trump's pick for vice president. Multiple sources say Rubio is gaining traction, although he is far from alone. Trump said the number was around 15 last week in an interview with Newsmax. Ben Carson, Tim Scott, and Elise Stefanik are all also reportedly squarely in the mix. A bus company is agreeing to stop transporting migrants from Texas to New York City. Roadrunner Charter says it will stop bringing migrants to the city and surrounding areas while a lawsuit is pending. The New York City Department of Social Services sued Roadrunner and 16 other bus companies in December and said the bus companies should be held liable for the city's costs of care. The bus company's lawyer said Roadrunner is simply a charter bus company and New York City should be suing Texas Governor Abbott or the state of Texas. Actor M. Emmett Walsh is dead at the age of 88. Walsh, most known for playing Harrison Ford's LAPD boss in the 1982 film Blade Runner and Dermot Mulroney's dad in My Best Friend's Wedding, has over 150 film credits to his name. He also appeared in Knives Out, Christmas with the Cranks, Wild Wild West, and Blood Simple. And the first human to receive a brain implant from Elon Musk's Neuralink is a 29-year-old quadriplegic. Musk recently announced the man was recovering, and now he's speaking for himself. He says the device lets him play online chess and video games with his mind. He adds it's not perfect, but the chip has already changed his life.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Celtics beat the Milwaukee Bucks 122-119 on Wednesday. They're away to play the Detroit Pistons on Friday night. And tonight at TD Garden, the Boston Bruins take on the New York Rangers. That game at 7. Red Sox and Orioles in spring training today at 6 o'clock.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It's a chilly start to your Thursday on the South Coast. Windy today. We'll see the sun and a high of 39 degrees. Wind chills will make it feel like it's in the 20s in some places. Tonight, a low of 24 degrees. Windy again on Friday, more sun. It'll be a cold morning, getting up to a high of about 44 degrees and a low of 33, taking us into the weekend. This WBSM News Update brought to you by Sparks Auto Dartmouth, home of the $29 oil change. Your choice for auto repairs, brakes, and inspection stickers. Sparks Auto, 425 State Road, Dartmouth. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Blood in the water, but there's PFAS in the water. By the way, a hugely underrated Dave Matthews Band song. Not enough people appreciate that song, I don't think. So, one of my favorites. And not just because you get some Alanis Morissette backing vocals either. So, but don't drink the water if you have water from Simpson Spring. Whether it be in bottles or if you got it from the water vending machine, dump it down the drain and put the container in the recycling bin. And don't buy Simpson Spring products until further notice. This according to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Okay. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
How you doing?
Don't drink that water.
No, don't drink the water. There's PFAS in the water.
Yeah, Simpsons, you know, it was probably made by the Mr. Burns and near their nuclear power site.
They should have known when they saw the three-eyed fish floating around in Simpson Spring that it wasn't a good idea. But
right, obviously, you know, talking about that made me laugh because I actually wanted to bring that up about a video I saw. Somebody took a video of a water fountain in Punta Gorda, Florida. It had a DPH message board on it. And it said, drink at your own risk. It's a water fountain, just public drinking fountain. And it said, drink at your own risk, high levels of radioactive contaminants in this water. And it's not shut off. You can drink it if you want. It's got radon in it. Radon is I guess, pretty common in the ground everywhere. But it's when it's concentrated, it can be pretty dangerous, obviously. It's radioactive. But if you dig it, like, usually it's in when you dig a hole for, like, foundations, you find it a lot in the ground. But, yeah, there's a message. Yeah, don't drink this water. Well, drink at your own risk. There's radon here. And I started thinking, I'm like, you know, this is literally, like, libertarian-esque type of stuff. Like, they won't shut it off because it's the government and you don't have the right to shut off the water. We don't want the government to do that. And it got me on to another topic from yesterday about the illegal immigrants and being okay to carry guns because they have the Second Amendment right. And you know who came out in support of that? It wasn't the progressives because they don't like any gun. The libertarians. The libertarians said absolutely 100% illegal immigrants in America have the right to bear arms.
Well, I mean, if they're here under the supposedly under the Constitution with the immigration process, then if they are protected under the Constitution while they're here, then yeah, they would have to have the right.
So everyone was kind of arguing with them. Obviously, there was a lot of conservatives on there arguing with them, saying, you know, that's for American citizens. You know, the Constitution's for American citizens. And they came back and they shot back and they made something that made sense. They said, where does it say for American citizens in the Constitution? It actually says inalienable rights endowed by the Creator, not by the Constitution. So they said that all these rights are endowed by the Creator. So that's all humans, regardless of illegal or legal or a refugee. That's their argument. Their argument is that they have every, it's a human right, and they have the right to protect themselves under the Constitution, but the Constitution doesn't provide the rights. It just lists them so that it can protect you against the government from taking them. So that really shocked me, to be honest with you, that the libertarians came out. The party could have thought that, but the fact that they came out in support of it baffled my mind. I don't agree with them because that's another aspect of the libertarians. I think one of the biggest reasons why they'll never win an election is because they're purists. You know, these are the people who it's the party that if you are not by the line, you know, crossing your T's, dotting your I's with the libertarian pen, you're out. You know, there's no negotiating with a libertarian. It's one way or it's their way or the highway. That's why they'll never be able to win. They need to find a way. And I agree with a lot of what they say.
Right.
But they have to learn how to compromise because they'll never win an election. That's why you don't even see them in city councils. It's because they're purists and they're just as bad as progressives. Like the far left progressives,
I think
the socialists and stuff.
I think they feel like, hey, what we're saying makes perfect sense, and why don't you see that? And the problem isn't necessarily with the message; it's with the delivery of that message.
Right, right. They'll demonize you. They will demonize you if you're a Republican, and you somehow just you get 90% of what the Republican gets 90%, but you know they'll. Give 10% away, or they'll give 20% away. Like, you're not good enough. Get him out of office. We want another guy in there. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And like I said, I do like the libertarian message. It makes a lot of sense. But we're so ingrained in the society with a lot of different federal programs that you can't just abolish them altogether in a country this size. You'll create absolute havoc. You have to incrementally get rid of the ones that don't work and are redundant and work your way through all the programs to get to what you want, maybe in 10 years or 20 years. It can't be done in one fell swoop. But yeah, when you said that this morning, it just made me laugh because I was like, oh, those are two things I actually wanted to talk about. The water fountain with radioactivity in Florida. They're not going to shut it off because, you know, freedom. And you have every right to drink radioactive water if you want to. And obviously the post about the libertarians being okay with the illegal aliens having firearms and a constitutional right, because it's, according to them, it's a human right. It's endowed by their creator, not endowed by the Constitution.
I can just imagine people in Florida drinking from that fountain, you know, trying to go to bed at night. Honey, turn off the lights. The lights aren't on. Oh my God, it's me. I'm the one that's lighting up the room.
Yeah, either that or it's Florida, man, and you don't even recognize the difference.
That's true. Now when they're running around and, you know, ripping people's throats out and everything, they can, instead of blaming bath salts, they can blame the water.
Yeah, I drank the water. I drank Simpson water.
All right, you have a good day.
All right, Jim.
Take it easy. 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break here, and we will get more of your thoughts coming up on the other side. 508-996-0500, and also app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app, if that's easier for you as you're getting up and running around and starting your day. Also, you should have the WBSM app handy when you wake up and you're starting the day, so you can get all the news of the day. You can start off with all of our interesting stories, including a big one from Barry Richard, a new restaurant coming to the South End. So check that out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We'll be back in just a few moments.
App.
American Eyes. This is Radio America.
You know, we're getting a lot of comments under the story on the WBSM Facebook page about Jim Andre, the Acushnet man, who says he was abducted by aliens and that they gave him a tattoo of a gray alien on his arm. And if you check out the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and again, full disclosure, this is a story that he came on Spooky South Coast and told us in 2017, but I just figured with yesterday being Alien Abduction Day, it was worth revisiting Jim's story. And I did reach out to him and to see if there was any updates, but he was having some Facebook issues. So when he gets back to me, maybe we'll have a follow-up story. But of course, there's always the people that have to comment and add in their own two cents where, you know, they think they're being the voice of reason, but in actuality, they're being extremely judgmental. The comments like, this person's just mentally ill and you're feeding into it. I think the mentally ill person might be the one that has to always go on our Facebook posts and make negative comments. But this was also one of the cases where I said, this is when I started to turn myself to say, you know what? I'll just let the people that have these experiences tell their story. And then it's up to you as the discerning listener to decide if you want to believe it or not. You know, I was lucky enough to get a little bit of coaching from Art Bell before he passed away. When they first asked for Spooky South Coast to join the Dark Matter Digital Network, they would carry reruns of our show in the middle of the week. And I got to communicate with Art back and forth because I was trying to get him to come on the show. And he didn't want to. He felt like he didn't have any value to add as a guest. But he tried to make every effort to, but he was obviously in poor health. But he would give me a little bit of advice. And one of the most important things that he told me was, don't, like, you know, be the gatekeeper for the stories. Just go along for the ride. Let the people share their story and trust that the audience is smart enough and savvy enough to make up their mind whether or not they want to believe it. And so that was the approach I've always taken with UFO cases and abduction cases, is I would just give the people the opportunity to tell their story. I would ask the pertinent questions, and then you can take it all and see if you want to believe it or not. And I can tell you it'd be really easy for Jim to say, well, I got this tattoo from an alien. And he got a lot of attention when he came out and said this. He was on Paul Santos' show. There were other articles about him. He's been on a lot of radio shows, paranormally themed shows in the years since. He has a pretty prolific Facebook group dealing with UFOs and alien abduction. He's had all this opportunity for somebody to come out and be like, yeah, I was a tattoo artist that made that. Jim came in on a Friday night and, you know, I tattooed him with that alien. And it's, as far as I know, never happened. So unless he tattooed himself, it's a pretty interesting story. But again, it's up to you to decide if you want to believe it or not. I just bring you the weird. You decide what to do with the weird. 508-996-0500. Going to take another break here. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. Say, you know what, on a day like today, it's a little bit chillier today. It's going to get to about 50 degrees, but it's a little colder than it's been. It's a good day to maybe later on tonight fire up the grill and get yourself a nice, good hot meal. And why not stop by the Butcher Shop at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford and get yourself something really good to put on the grill tonight. You can get some of their celebrity pork chops. Imagine those, nice and marinated, and you can either marinate it yourself or they'll marinate them for you. You can get some of their giant chicken wings, terrace major, prime rib, of course the tomahawk steaks. Just looking at a tomahawk steak just makes me drool. all the great food that they have at the butcher shop, and not just the things that they butcher. Also, delicious pre-made meals that you can just take home and eat, or maybe stop in and grab for a quick lunch. They have everything you need. It's a real, true, old-school neighborhood market. Make sure you get some of Maria's delicious rice pudding. Some of the best you'll ever have. Plus, their full beer and wine cellar, their cheese fridge, and everything else they have on the shelves. As I like to say, they have everything from steaks to soccer balls at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop in, talk with them, and they will become your go-to spot. And speaking of going to, we're going to be going to the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, more of your calls, 508-996-0500. And you know what we can talk about? We haven't talked about them in a while, but it's a favorite topic of discussion here on WBSM, at least for Chris McCarthy and I. We can talk about bears, because it's that time of year, the bear.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.